Welcome to Turning Point Leadership Podcast with your host, Ron Harvey of Global Core Strategies and Consulting. Ron's delighted you joined us and excited to discuss and help you navigate your journey towards becoming an effective leader. During this podcast, Ron will share his core belief that effective leadership is one of the key drivers towards change. So together, let's grow as leaders. Here's Ron Harvey.
Good afternoon. This is Ron Harvey. I'm your host of Turning Point Leadership Podcast. And I'm super excited about what the work that we're doing with this particular podcast. And it's really about helping leaders become more effective and shifting to make a difference in their society or in their environment. And so I'm honored today to have a good friend of mine, Tom Ledbetter, the Associate Vice Provost for Entrepreneurship at Midlands Technical College. So I'm happy. I will tell you to hang on, listen to the conversation. And I guarantee that you will walk away with something that's going to be effective or useful for you. So, Tom, it's a pleasure to have you on here. Excited as a friend of mine and as a person I respect highly for the work that you do in our community. Thank you for joining us and accepting my invitation.
Well, I'm thrilled and honored to be here, Ron. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, yes. So, Tom, we're going to dive in simply because we want to make this really exciting for people. And so it's just a conversation. I'm noticing in my space is that companies are there are three things that companies really are looking for from leaders today. And one is to be able to navigate change well. The other is to really earn and gain the trust of people. It seems like it's at an all-time low. And the other is how to motivate people to do their best work and want to be a part of your organization. And so as I go into this space and conversation with you, when you think about the role that you play and how many lives that you touch, leadership is important. John Maxwell loves to say, everything rises and falls on leadership. With that being said, how would you explain your style of leadership?
What my leadership style has evolved into is one of a participatory leader. I look for the characteristics of people that I say, okay, here's an individual that has the capability and has shown some ability, and then actively engage with them. It is more like a mentor-mentee kind of activity for my participatory development. The type of leadership is encourage them to take center stage and let me sit at their elbow and just kind of guide them through this. And to me, that's the model of what I call servant leader. I am not after everything that comes with successful leadership. I am after making other people successful.
Wow. Yeah. And we'll get into it. And that's phenomenal because we'll get into this podcast is about helping other people become successful. What would you say that contributed or added the most value to you as a leader? What's that thing that really helped you become who you are today?
I told Dad it several times. All right. And I can remember vividly two or three times out of the entire epiphany of failures that I've had in my career. Where I've walked away from that saying, I actually learned something from that, and I'm going to do that differently from here on out. And, you know, when I first got started, I was paid to manage. And manage means manage a budget, manage a process, manage a plant. That's not leading. That's managing. I think it was probably John that said something like, managing is doing things right. And leading is doing the right things. And once you get to the point in your understanding and I'm going to say emotional intelligence and how much you know about yourself, I didn't become a leader until I recognized in myself that these are the leadership characteristics that I want to show people and hopefully that they will learn from me. But I had to grow up first myself, you know, and you could say, Tom, you're 25 years old. You're a manager. You've got responsibility to deliver this and this and this. And I'll go do that. I'll go do that. And if you get in my way, I'll run over you. All right. If you say, okay, lead this organization to the next level, my first reaction is to step back and look at who it is I'm leading and try to understand where they are in their evolution of their own emotional intelligence and what are they going to respond to? Some people up to a stick, as you know, all right? Other people will respond to an opening to hear their opinion about something because many times they're not asked. what do you think about this? What do you think we should be doing? And that's a transition point for me, is when I stop trying to come to the conclusions myself and engage other people in the conclusions, because I developed the emotional maturity to say, I don't know everything.
Wow.
But after that point, I said, I don't know everything, and I need the talents and skills of these other people to help make them successful.
So failure has helped you shape this, yes, which is important. So if you're a leader coming up today and you're paying attention to us today, failure is an important part of growth. The other part of it is making sure that you listen and you ask questions a lot. And oftentimes, don't get in the way of people that are trying to help you be successful. And oftentimes, you'll see that happen. So, Tom, you think about looking at the landscape where we are today and where society is today, and regardless of what lens you may be looking for, what are some skill sets that you think leaders today need to have as opposed to what you and I may have needed when we started our careers? What are some skill sets leaders need to have today?
Can think of a major skill set, and that is the ability to empathize people that you're working with. You know, to be able to understand or try to understand or be willing to try to understand the world from their view, right? I think a number one skill a leader has to have today is empathy. Sympathy. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm trying to understand how you feel about these things and help you work through these obstacles that you might come up against.
Yeah. So when you think of leadership, it is super important being able to meet people where they are and understand them. It's huge. When it comes to leading today, Tom, and it's challenging for leaders. I mean, it's just an entire different landscape for them as they go forward. What would you advise leaders, the most effective way that you've noticed to deal with conflict? Because conflict is all around us right now. People disagree with so many things, or jump on bandwagons really, really quick. How do you help a leader today deal with conflict?
Conflict's going to come up. And it's like an engagement model, Ron, as far as I look at it. You have to say to yourself, I am ready and willing to deal with conflict. A manager leader that is not willing to address conflict is not fulfilling the obligation of the position or the role itself, right? So number one, engage conflict. It's like decision-making. You can make bad decisions, you can make good decisions, but there's a third option, and that's just to make no decision. And no decision will take an organization down the drain faster than a bad decision, okay? And so when I'm looking at that conflict is a necessary part of the organization. I had a CEO one time tell me, he said, if you all agreed with me all the time, I don't need you. All right. You know, I want you here to reflect back to me your concerns, reflect back to me conflict. And a lot of times the manager will confuse that reflection with antagonism. And that's not what it is. You're not asking people to come back at you in a mean fashion. You're asking them to come back at you with their thoughts. So you have to get them. And I think you mentioned a word, if you haven't mentioned it already, you'll mention it before it's over with. It's called trust, right? And it's an overarching sense of trust that is developed between and among employees. It says, I trust that if you have a problem with something I'm doing, you're going to say something about it, okay? And if I have a problem with something you're doing, I'm going to say something about it. It doesn't need to lead to conflict. Conflict is when it's not addressed.
Yes. And you're right on the top. When you think about where we are, trust is a huge factor in leadership. And I always share with leaders that you're going to have to earn every ounce of trust that your people extend to you, but you're going to have to freely give it out to the people that you're taking care of. And that becomes a challenge for a lot of leaders. Like, I got to give away trust, but I got to earn trust. And that's just my philosophy in believing that I feel like I do have to earn trust every time I'm a leader. What would you say to that statement?
I would agree with you. And don't confuse trust with authority and responsibilities. Because as you know, a responsibility is always given and authority is always taken.
Yes.
And trust is a give and take, but it's a different kind of give and take. It's a trust is an arrangement between what I call two emotionally developed and positive individuals who have the ability to look at someone else and say, I trust you. Yes. Right. And I don't, it's not a matter, I trust you because you write my paycheck, or is I trust you because you're married to you. I trust you because I know you.
Yes.
And you have opened your kimono enough for me to see Ron, and I like what I see, and I trust what I see. Now, what you end up giving me and what I see might not be the same thing. That's life. I mean, yes. you learn from that.
Yeah.
But that trust takes a visibility that goes beyond just a surface visibility.
Oh, yeah. Trust puts you in a vulnerable position. I mean, so if you're in a leadership role today, trust requires vulnerability. And sometimes leaders don't want to extend that vulnerability. And it's also risky. Leadership is risky. If you listen to us today, please know that leadership is risky. It's not an easy journey, but it's a very doable and enjoyable journey if you do it for the right reasons. So, Tom, you and I both can say that, you know, as we're coming up in our careers, you know, there are times when, and I'll speak for me, that I chase promotions, I chase positions, I chase pay raises. I went after degrees and went after accolades and all these other wonderful things that were about me. And that kept the momentum. But then this thing happened for me called turning point, where I begin to not make it about me. Can you speak to when did that moment happen where it wasn't about you? And there's nothing wrong with going after all your educational credentials that we got to have to be successful. But something happens for leaders on this journey that makes it not about them anymore.
And I think it has to do with self-actualization. And that is when the bright light goes on and the reflection you see in the mirror is one that you know and you're comfortable with. Yes. Right. And to me, it was a comfort level that said, I'm at the point right now where I don't have to worry about the next promotion. The kids are all out of college, you know, and college is paid for. That's all history. In fact, grandchildren are better than, you know, I wish we could have had the grandchildren first, you know, when you look at it that way. But at the end of the day, when I'm looking at that, when that change occurred for me, it occurred when I realized that I was a successful manager and a successful business owner, successful business employee, et cetera. But I looked at success being at the point when I said success is more than just what I get out of it.
Yes.
Success is what I help other people achieve. And the turning point for me was when that piece of it became more than half of what I was going on. And that's here in this job. In what I do here at Midlands Technical College, I help people with dreams. All right. And they sit in my conference room and they dream about owning a business, or they dream about growing their business. And on the wall in the room in my conference room, I've got a dream catcher.
Yes.
that I hang over the table, and I'm literally helping them catch their dreams. And that doesn't put money in my pocket. It doesn't make me any better off. It doesn't make my hair grow back. It makes me happy. And this to me, where I am right now, the entire definition of success and happiness has changed, in that I now include the success and happiness of other people in the equation. And it's not just myself. It's not an internal measure mechanism. It's an external mechanism and measurement activity for me. Sitting at the elbow of a new business owner and helping them navigate that, and having them looking around and they sweat it out and they make it happen and they get the contract or they get the job finished and completed and shipped, and they turn around and I say, you have nobody to thank but yourself. Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Right? And I may have helped them along the way, but my intrinsic model changed from one of money to one of watching other people be successful.
Yes. Yes.
More about people watching them be successful than I do anything else.
Yeah. And I can say that I've watched you do that time and time again, that you really pour to other people. So, Tom, as we come to a close for our podcast for today, you have plenty of phenomenal things you can share. What stands out the most to you when you're speaking to leaders that may be trying to navigate and build up this presence of being influential versus controlling? What information would you share, advice would you share with a leader today, whether they're new or they're in the middle of their career, or they may be at a point where they're having a hard time as a leader? What would you share with that leader?
I would say first foundational block would be know yourself. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know your buttons. You've got to know your opportunities to improve, your weaknesses. You've got to know you have to know yourself. And I think it's what Sun Tzu said, that the general that knows himself will know 1,000 victories.
Yes.
But the definition of those victories change as you move into a servant leadership mode. That definition of knowing yourself helps you know other people, because it's, you know, you're building a new set of muscles when you know other people. There is no such, like you said, the second thing that I would say as a platform is get used to failure. There is no career that's ever been that didn't have failure in it. Most of the success gains came after significant failure.
Yes.
But if you'd have quit at that failure, you would have never seen that success.
Yes.
And you got to know yourself. You have to be absent the fear of failure. And you also have to be willing to open your kimono, so to speak, and share what's below the surface if you expect someone else to share what's below their surface.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes. Tom, it's been phenomenal. It's always a joy to have a conversation with you and what you share. And it's always something different every time that you and I get into a conversation. And we can probably do this podcast for much longer. But for our audience, we're going to tell Tom, thank you so much for coming on and sharing the information, you know, and helping leaders understand how important it is to know yourself. This is Tom Ledbetter, joining the Turning Point Leadership with Ron Harvey. Tom Ledbetter is from Midlands Technical College. Is there any way that people can reach out to you, Tom, if they have further questions and want to talk to you later?
They can go to our website, midlandstech.edu, and on the front page, there's the Center for Entrepreneurial Success. That'll take them straight to me.
All right. Awesome. And if you're thinking about business, this is a phenomenal person, a good place to start. Does a fast track program, has been doing it for years and does a phenomenal job. So Tom Ledbetter, thank you so much. To our guest, this is Ron Harvey, Vice President, Chief Operating Officer of Global Core Strategies with Turning Point Leadership in our next episode. So join us. We're looking forward to it. We'll be on every other Wednesday of the month. So excited to have you. Tom Ledbetter, thank you. And to our guests, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Turning Point Leadership with your host, Ron Harvey. We're so glad you joined us. Remember to join us every first and third Mondays and expect to receive real answers for real leadership challenges. Until next time, make a difference where you are and with what you have. There are those who are counting on you for effective leadership.